This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. They're talking oil, gas, renewables, and war in Europe at a big conference in Houston called CERA Week, C-E-R-A, from its roots in an outfit called Cambridge Energy Associates, but it's now run by S&P Global. Andy Euler is a familiar voice on this program, and this year is a research fellow in a partnership with the University of Texas and Columbia University. Andy, howdy.
Hey, David.
The world energy flows are being shaped by Russia's war on Ukraine, and that's a focus where you are now?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a real shift to an emphasis on energy security. I keep hearing those words together. I spoke with BP's chief economist Spencer Dale about what he feels are the main themes at this year's conference, too.
Prior to the war in Ukraine, if you'd been in the BP boardroom, almost all of the focus had been on the importance of decarbonization and the road to net zero. And I think as a result of the war in Ukraine, you can see it here, a recognition that we also need to take account of other aspects of the energy system.
It's what folks at conferences like this call the energy trilemma: affordability, security, sustainability.
Trilemma, right. Climate change and renewables too, right? With people searching for a path at first to net zero, as he mentioned, carbon out equals carbon in to stop the greenhouse effect from destabilizing the weather and raising the levels of the ocean.
Absolutely. We're still talking about that. Don't get me wrong. There's talk of the need to put greenhouse gas emissions down to effectively monitor things like methane emissions. That's been a big focus here, too, which is really interesting. We're talking about natural gas production. There's also the potential for emerging technologies like carbon capture and storage. But access to energy when folks most need it lingers in the background of all of these discussions.
Now, the U.S. Congress passed and the president signed the Inflation Reduction Act late last summer, the biggest piece of climate legislation in the country's history. People at that conference will be watching, I assume, what the government money really means for their future.
No, without a doubt, there are people whose job it is just to sort of navigate this new legislation. Folks at BP, who I talked to, used words like really excited to describe the reaction to the IRA. They said the climate law has made the U.S. the most lucrative place in the world for green hydrogen development, which is really interesting. There's certainly an interest for companies down here to figure out exactly how to access those resource carrots, right? I mean, in that bill, we're trying to incentivize lower carbon emissions, green technologies, things like that. But again, like I said earlier, energy access and affordability seem to rule the discussion this week in Houston.
Andy Euler, currently a UT and Columbia research fellow at this Houston gathering that's billed as the most prestigious energy and utility conference in the world. Andy, thanks.
You got it, David.